Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
I am here looking forward to the Christina Liu Show.
All right. A little bit more enthusiasm. I'm looking here. I'm sitting here looking forward to the Christina Liu Show.
You too, John. Okay, the both of us are.
As always, it was a wonderful day. Honestly, two great speakers, Dr. Neil Shipley, and Josetta Pierce. It's amazing. And I was just looking. I never looked that far in advance. I looked through the month of March. It's a month to look forward to. It really is. It's tremendous, tremendous. And, of course, this brings us always to the Christina Liu Show.
Hello, hello. Really great guest this morning. You know, and I was especially, I love when I'm able to find a speaker that's a topic that really has come up so many times. And I know everyone is confused as to when you do urgent care, when you do emergency. It's a question at any age, I think, people have. And Neil did a wonderful, wonderful job coming on. And he's done a bunch of programs for us, too. And I'm sure we'll be continuing our Project Independence relationship with him. And Joycetta we had on last year. And she is just an amazing woman. And I encourage everyone to go check out that museum. Because that's the first time I met her. We went there. And she took us on a little tour around there. I mean, you could listen to her talk for hours upon hours about these different exhibits and stuff. So.
One thing nice about Project Independence, there is such a variety of topics and people that you bring in, and it's a wealth of not only information, but they're people that are really experts in what they do. There is no fooling around here. You get the creme de la creme as your guests, and that's really nice.
I agree. It's important.
Yeah, you know, and John had even mentioned that on air to her, because I love, and many of the guests that we really do have on are people who are in their career and their job, and it's really more than just a job to them, you know.
Right.
I know you were saying to Joyce that, and you know, we rarely come across that very, very often on this show, and that makes it even more amazing to interview these people who are so invested and, you know, a perfect fit, and how they got into that career is always interesting. It's just
Like Josetta, you also have people who are volunteers, who are just, I don't mean the word just, but regular people who are doing extraordinary things, not for money necessarily, but for passion of what they've worked their whole lives for. So that's wonderful
Just a total aside, and I'm not recommending any one store over the other. You know, you go food shopping, and half the time these cashiers could care less about you. But if you go to Trader Joe's, everybody there just seems to love their job.
Yes.
You ask them a question, they walk around with you, they're showing you this, you try this. Honestly.
Right. No, it's true.
It's the
it
same.
Is.
It
makes it
more pleasant.
And you go
next door to the other supermarket, is like, what?
Yeah.
They, you know, point.
No, it's true.
These guys, and they're all different ages.
Yeah.
They're young people at Trader Joe's, and then there's people in the 60s, 70s,
yeah.
You know.
No, absolutely. It's it makes it, you know, and it's. I'm glad that we're fortunate on this program to be able to showcase these amazing people, like Ann said, that are in our community doing great stuff. So another great show.
Before we go further, I have a quiz.
Oh,
everybody,
a quiz.
Can pay attention. I have
a quiz.
What is 2 to the 8th times 3 to the 6th times 5 to the 2nd?
You know, I left my calculator at home. My graphic calculator at home. I don't. And do you have any idea?
You need a calculator.
That's a rough one. Now that was a rough one. That's way beyond any mathematics that.
4,665,600 is the answer.
Wow. You know, I was thinking that in my head,
and
but I didn't want to come out
there.
Actually,
you can see it. I mean, that's...
Wow.
Is that minutes, seconds?
Seconds.
Seconds. Oh, seconds. We're in seconds.
Oh, God. It's really putting the pressure on. And we're rapidly getting close. Those seconds are just going down.
Huh.
It's seconds till what?
Seconds.
Oh, she's really struggling, Ann, with this
know.
One.
Anybody want to help me out on this one? I mean, he's gotten me on bunch of others, but
we are getting
I don't know. Seconds. Is there any remote chance it has anything at all to do with Christina Liu?
That's what it is.
That's right. It's the birthday countdown to the second. Wow.
So it's getting too short in days.
So this is breaking news
now. Breaking news.
How many more days?
Clear your
54
calendar.
Days.
54 days to Christina
Liu. That birthday month is coming.
So is that April 9th?
April 3rd.
Oh, April 3rd. Okay,
yes,
guys.
But I mean, it's the entire month of April. So, I mean,
okay.
It's really.
All righty.
It falls on any of those days. That's right.
The first, those 2 years ago. when I was doing this.
Yes.
And it was like Christina's birthday. It's like, oh no, I have my party tonight. And I have my party next Sunday. Yeah. I have my party next Saturday. It was like,
I know,
oh,
and I'm really
God.
Up in the ante because I threw in a, we're going, Jay and I, to Turks and Caicos in April too.
Oh, really?
We're really like doing the birthday month
Whoa.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Birthday month is really in full effect. And of course, there'll be a party that we'll talk about closer to the day.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this one. So when are you going?
April 11th.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Well, she'll be celebrating my birthday.
That's right.
16th.
I did it for you, Anya.
Yeah,
so she's doing it.
That's
and,
right.
All right. We will send her away with my birthday. Okay, great. Okay.
But enough about that. Let's talk about there's really some great programs going on. And I actually just got an email from someone from Family and Children's Association to promote this great program they're doing. They are doing free tax preparation for individuals over 60 years of age. Your income must be below $60,000, but they will help you with tax preparation, which I think is really wonderful. You know, so for people that can't afford certain things, don't have an accountant, this is a great. Family and Children's does some great work. And if you're interested, you can call 516-485-3425 to schedule an appointment with one of the trained counselors over there.
Family and Children's?
Family and Children's, yes. And you could also call 311 or 869-6311, and we can put you into contact with them, too. But, you know, they do such wonderful programs. We've had them on the show before. You know, they do a lot with the Medicare enrollment period, because that's always something that's very difficult for people to kind of figure out. So they do that, and now they're doing this free tax preparation, which I think is great. So if you are interested in that, give that a call as well. And also breaking news is a couple of days ago, Project Independence hit its 200,000th service request. So that's since 2009, 311 and Project Independence have their partnership for. And it's really a substantial number. It's just amazing when you think about all that. And, you know, we were talking about it a little last week. You know, that one service request has so many different services that go into that, too. So it's even a higher number in reality of things. But it's just it's very exciting. Another milestone that we hit. So it's just great. I mean, it's just really wonderful things that Project Independence is able to achieve. Also, one of our Project Independence co-hosts, Iris Bunshaft, called me the other day to report of a scam. So, you know, we like to anytime we always tell people.
Iris. I haven't seen Iris in a while.
Iris will be on the show in March. She was away. She was in California for a while, but she is back now. So she'll be on in March. But she actually called me the other day because she received something in the mail, and it was in regards to it's like one of these phishing scams. And she, you know, to her, she read me the letter over the phone and told me about the nonprofit that was sending this to her. And essentially what they were asking for was telling seniors they needed to donate money. It was about, I think it was $16.45, or it was some bizarre number they had asked for, saying that, you know, that you could lose your Social Security benefits if you don't send this in, because they are an organization that tries and, you know, advocate for the Social Security benefits, and they needed money for it. You know, and a lot of people, so when I was on the phone with her, I did some research trying to figure out if this was something, you know, and there was claims going back for this organization for years. So obviously it's something that's been going on. And we just want to remind people to really just be aware of these things. You know, this is a phishing scam. It's really, do not try and, you know, it's safe to usually use a credit card. But the problem is when you do use a credit card, it can open up to so many other things and make it easier for charges to happen, because that's what was happening to people. They would do this one-time donation, and then there would be, you know, monthly donations, you know, taken out unwillingness without your consent for that. And we also want you to be aware with your government. We say this all the time. They're not going to send you these kinds of letters to, you know, I know this has happened with so many different things. It's just really important to kind of be aware of it. And to, you know, I love that she called. She spread it to the advisory committee. Iris, I think she had brought it. She just had her Roslyn advisory committee. So we really just want to remind people just to be wary of things and to please let us know, because as soon as I got this, I sent out a bunch of information to all of our social workers and nurses to be kind of aware of this. So please, you know, just
be careful.
Just be careful. You know, it is, you know, there's these things, and, you know, where this is an actual nonprofit organization, you know, it does get in a tricky thing, right. You know, a lot of these things. And that's where, like, the area of scams kind of becomes, you know, we've talked about it before, this broad category. It's not this black and white kind of thing.
The answer to most of these, if you have a question like that, call 311. Yeah. Just call it. They're not going to turn and say, absolutely. They'll look into it for you and say, guess what? It's a scam.
Yeah, you know, and Iris was saying, because, you know, she was really deconstructing the letter that was sent to her, because they kept saying, you know, I need this, and there was a lot of I's being put in, and it was just, it wouldn't sound like something, you know, that an organization would be saying to you. So just definitely look out for these things, and to please always let us know, because unfortunately, it's very difficult to stop these scams from taking place. But the best of our ability to kind of spread the word and just educate people about it is something we're going to try and do. So that is that.
Actually, just throw in one if you have the date. I think it's either the 14th or the 15th is Charlie Berman's last tax grievance.
It's the 15th. Yes, the 15th. I actually have that. So that is...
Because somebody asked me about it, and I said, I'm not really sure it was the 14th or 15th.
Yes, absolutely. So the last one Charlie will be doing, and we had him on last week talking about different tax-related things and these grievance things, which I think is just... I just really want to give another shout-out to the tax office, because the work that they do over there and the education they do is really wonderful. So the last one will be on Thursday, February 15th at the Port Washington Library. Charlie and his team will be there teaching you how to essentially do this yourself, these tax grievances,
right, okay.
Which I think is, because I've done it before, and I used a company. I wasn't even aware that I could do this myself until Charlie, and I called my husband up show. I said, next year we're just gonna do this, ourselves or whatever, because he essentially said it's pretty easy. You know, you need some key information.
Right.
It's not an overwhelming process, and he will show you here how to do that. So who doesn't want to, because he told us too, Charlie, the people that don't grieve their taxes kind of get,
it's got to come from someplace.
Right, and that's the problem, So they're missing out when everyone else is grieving for this. So why not do it? And, it's a fair process the way he's teaching you to do it. So that is, once again, February 15th at the Port Washington Library, and that is the last one. I mean, he had so many dates all over the town. I'm sure people saw him. But we really want people to do this, because the period is between January 2nd and March 1st. So we want to get you.
Oh, to put the application
yes,
in.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and as Charlie was saying on the radio, the sooner the better, because if the computer
right,
goes
and it
down
made
at
sense.
The end, you're
right.
in trouble.
You know, and it's, unfortunately, because that's when a lot of people are, it's crunch time, you mm-hmm. try to get in. So just get it in and get it done. And, hopefully you save some money in the deal, because who does not want to save money?
I agree with
so
you.
Definitely, that is something important to do. And
we're going to a break. Yeah, we're going to first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.